you can in real life. I can think Pete Carroll has been great for the Seattle Seahawks, and I can simultaneously think, eh, maybe it's time to go. And when he got to Seattle, and the reputation for Pete has always been he burns white hot, and then he kind of burns people out. Did that in New England? Did that in USC? And I think he's doing it in Seattle. His first year with the Seahawks in 2010, pre-Russell Wilson, I looked it up this morning, they were blown out 9 times. The next year, they were blown out 4 times, but their losses were more competitive, and they still had a losing record. And he'd been fired twice before that in the NFL. But Pete, as he's won a Super Bowl, and this happened to Belichick in New England, Pete got more power. And then when Paul Allen, the late great Paul Allen, passed away, Pete got ultimate power. And I don't like my coaches to have too much power. I love Belichick. Stay away from the draft. Pete Carroll's great. Stay away from the draft. Let the GM do that. But it's interesting. Belichick, post-Tom Brady, he's starting to kind of percolate here. Sean Payton, post-Drew Brees, well, they're 4-2. Mike Tomlin, as Big Ben has aged or been hurt, never had a losing season. Pete Carroll? He's never won in the NFL without Russell Wilson. Doesn't mean he can't coach. Doesn't mean he wasn't great for USC. Doesn't mean he won't go to camp. I like Pete. But I've been asking this for 3 years now as Pete's gotten more and more power. What does Seattle do well that's not directly connected to Russell Wilson? The last 5 first-round draft picks, no Pro Bowlers, no hits, 2 busts. The last 4 drafts total, Pete's had a huge influence. 2 hits. In the last 4 drafts total, DK Metcalf and a punter. My people in the industry that I've known for years, that I've used as sources, always say the same thing. Seattle's weird. Their drafts are weird. Why? Because they don't have too much power. And I like Pete. But you've watched the last 2 weeks without Russell Wilson. It's unwatchable. You've watched the last 3 weeks without Russell Wilson playing the full game. It's unwatchable. 12 years is a long time to be in one place. And it doesn't mean he is not a legend. But when they made that move for Jamal Adams, that was Pete Carroll. 2 firsts, a third, and a player for a safety, a box safety? That was a Hail Mary. That was a Legion of Boom Hail Mary. It was trying to throw money and a lot of mistakes. And that's a bad sign for any business. And I'll tell you this right now, and I believe it. Russell Wilson will not be in Seattle in 2 years if Pete's there. I think he's worn out. He's exhausted. And I can think 2 things simultaneously. I can think Pete's great. Pete's been amazing. Pete's a legend. Pete should go to Canton. Pete is all that. And maybe it's time. Or he stays and he gets out of the personnel department. If they don't draft well, they don't. Now, to Pete's credit, after they lost again last night, to Pete's credit, he acknowledges how valuable that Russell Wilson has been to him in the franchise.
I've been here a long time, and if we didn't have Russell, I probably wouldn't have been here a long time. Because think of all the magic that he's created in the years. He's got numbers and stats in the fourth quarter, this is the Nets and all that stuff. You know, one of the winningest quarterbacks in the history of the NFL. And it'd be really fun when he comes back and plays football again for us this year.
So he doesn't lack self-awareness. He doesn't lack self-awareness. Pete's smart. He knows more football than I ever will. But his career, you know, after you've had 3 or 4 or 5 jobs, there is a trend. There is something we can follow. With the Patriots, with USC, with the Seahawks, great energy. Burns hot. Players buy in. Players love his mantras, his enthusiasm, his energy. He wears gum out. And you know, there are some things he does very well. I've had multiple Seahawks players tell me that Pete Carroll meetings are brilliant. They're Belichickian. They're as good as anybody in the league. Like Andy Reid, Belichick, Pete Carroll, their team meetings are like buttoned down, a science, the envy of the industry. College or pro, he's one of the 5 best meeting coaches in the world. Like Jeff, he's been doing it a long time. He's good at it. But I'm looking at this team more and more. And it's funny about guys. And I think about this all the time. We all want power. And it's often the end of us. Belichick, after about 4 Super Bowls, he had all the power. He was a